How much allowance did you get as a kid? Like, I did get $50, okay? But that's only when I cut the grass. And my grass is, like, literally an acre. And so it was a cheaper way for my dad to save money. Everyone thought it was so crazy. You got $50 a week or whatever. I'm like, yeah, I worked for it, though, okay? Her son wants $200 a month. But he has a reason of why. And I'm just wondering, as a parent, do you feel like we're taking away this kid's childhood? That's what we're getting to with Ask a Mom today.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Hello. Welcome to the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast. I'm Steve Kramer. I'm day one. No, not really. No, actually, I think I ate perfectly clean today. And I'm regretting it. I feel terrible. I ran for the first time today since quarantine. I regret it too. That's how we're starting today's show. I'm hungry. It's a hangry show. We get three principles on this podcast in case you're new. Live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Well, your family surprise went over like a bag of rocks.
Yeah, lead balloon. Oh, well.
I haven't been here the last couple of days. My mom said she had a big surprise for the family. And obviously, you guys kind of feel like the family now. So we're going to reveal it on the podcast. And we were like, it's a baby. It's a vacation home. It's a big trip for the family. And it turned out yesterday just to be a dock for their house. And I'm not quite sure why this was a big family surprise, but anyway, not here nor there. I will tell you that my mom did like a big text reveal. And how do you think it went over with the rest of the family?
Oh, they were like, yay.
It was like, okay, cool.
Yeah. Nobody was awesome. Like, oh my God, that's so awesome. They were like,
yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. I don't know. Doc just didn't really hit me as like the... the biggest thing. I was trying to find. Sorry, I'm scrolling really quick. The certified fans page can be really hard to navigate sometimes.
Oh.
I had it on here a second ago. Just some of the comments of people because I asked early in this morning. I said, "What? How excited are you for the big surprise?"
You want me to try to help you, Kramer?
I got it now. Do you have a hard time navigating it too? Sometimes I'm just like I get so lost on here. So it doesn't go in order. It's like whichever was commented on last, whatever.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
It can be a little tricky.
Let's just go through some of the comments from you about this, my friend Abby said it's very happy for them, but it's a 3 on the excitement scale. Carissa said it's, for me, it's a 1, but if I was a family, I lived there, it'd be more exciting cause I'd be able to use it. So yeah, I think, may go from a 1 to like a 2 or 3. Krista said, man, I love Mama Nancy, but if I could give it the surprise of 0, I would. Ha ha ha. JK, I'm happy for you guys. Yeah. I just feel like the buildup was probably too high for what it actually was. The big reveal was going to be, you know? Michelle said, learning from Kramer, getting us all worked up, excited for an anticlimactic ending.
See?
Yeah. Yeah, that was – listen, I didn't know what it was. I also thought the payoff was going to be much better than it was going to be. So if you're in the same –
what would
you
have wanted me to do? Say, it's really not that great.
I mean, yeah, just be like, hey, by the way, we're getting a new doc. And then I'd be like, hey, I don't know if that's going to make the cut for the show, to be honest with you. Like, I just don't really know what's in it for anybody else. But all right. It's fine. It's fine. This is why she gets one segment a week called Mom Tent. I just let her go for 5 minutes and
that's it.
She can do her own thing. I don't know how in the world you afford to have kids. I really friggin' don't understand how you do it. I don't know how the math adds up to where you're able to have children. So I'm going to Orlando I'm going to Tampa/Orlando this week for my friend Miguel's wedding, right? Miguel comes on for one of my very first co-hosts, right? Mm-hmm. And so while I'm there, I'm looking at like, hey, maybe we should like go to a theme park because I haven't gone to a theme park in quite some time.
No.
Like, well, like by theme park, I mean Disney World. I should say Orlando. I haven't been to Orlando theme park in probably 10 years, maybe.
Yeah.
maybe longer than that. It's been a long time. I'd say probably, yes, probably like my first year of marriage, the last time I went to an Orlando theme park. Okay. So I'm like, man, maybe I should go, you know, something to do while I'm down there. I'm looking to kind of kill some time in some warmer weather anyway. I got took a couple extra days off work just to be in the warmth.
Right.
And so maybe I should go check out a theme park, you know, Disney, Universal, something like that. And mm-hmm. so what's the first thing I do? The first thing I do is I try to hit up all of my resources to try to get free tickets.
Because, of course.
Yeah. You know,
because that's what you do.
Yeah. So I text my Disney guy because he, you know, Disney from my Disney connection is the guy that works over in the West Coast. Mm-hmm. And we're like texting back and forth. We're like texting. How you doing? I'm good. And I was like, hey, I got a question about Disney. He's like, hey, why don't you call me? I'm like, oh boy, you know me and phone calls like this is. So it took me like for like 2 weeks. We're like, hey, how about, you know, let me maybe today. Maybe. And it took me, yeah, literally 2 weeks to like finally like find the time. At this point, it was like, this is like 2 weeks ago now. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to ask for tickets, I can't ask like day of. So I need to like do this. And so I think I asked, and keep in mind, he responds to everything I've ever said to him, literally everything. Within like an hour, I get a response from this guy. Uh-huh. And so I sent him a text and I said, hey, listen, we're having a hard time connecting, getting on the phone because East Coast, West Coast, and it's just whatever. So I just got a question. I'm going to Orlando in a couple of weeks, and I remember that there used to be this email address that you could email for some press tickets. Do you have any kind of like hookup for me on these? No response. I'm like, wait, you know, I'm like, hey, people get busy. Mm-hmm. And I also know me. I was like, you know, sometimes I'll like read a text and I'm like, oh, let me get back to him later. I'm in the middle of a meeting or whatever. Maybe he forgot. So I gave it 48 hours. And then like a mature adult, I responded with a sad Mickey, what is it called? GIF. Mickey. It was Mickey crying. And to this day, that was like a week and a half ago and I've heard nothing. And I was like, man, like that's weird. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Why I'm not hearing back? Do you think he'd at least be like, nah, man, I can't get you tickets. You know what I mean? Or like, whatever. You think you say something about something?
Well, but you waited how long to touch base with him?
But just maybe something. He's just like, nah, like, just saying like, nah, we can't do that. Yeah, okay, cool. Like, true. Whatever. We'll move on. Because I never asked for Disney tickets one time when I lived in California. For the 5 years I lived there, I never once asked for Disney tickets. So I was like, you know, I feel like maybe I've earned it.
Why?
Just something, right? That's how I felt. Yeah. Anyway, so then I'm like, all right. So then let me try my Universal Studios route. So then I'm like, okay. So I email. I remember like back in the day, I also requested some Universal tickets. This is like back when I was working in Tampa or whatever. And so I went back and checked my email, and they had like an email address on there. And I was able to find this email address and email them, like their PR team. And like a day later, I got a response. It's like, hey, there's only certain markets we're working with right now, and Baltimore is not one of them. I was like, oh my God. Okay. All right. Mm. So then what do I do? I mean, most people would have just given up and said, let me just go buy some tickets. I was like, no. Let me, you know, man, I'm always looking for a hustle here. Let me see what I can do. So then I hit Holly up, my old co-host that still lives in Tampa, right? And I'm like, hey, listen, you know, I'm coming down there. What do you think about me like getting some tickets? You know what I'm saying? Like you guys like a ticket hookup because they still work there. So maybe they know somebody that can like at least steer me in the right direction. Right. She was like, basically like, I can't even get tickets if I want to go. Unless what? I like get them from like ticket giveaways. Like it's like the station's been allotted some and they'll give us some. So like, I don't think I can even do that right now. I'm like three different ways. So I struck out. I said, you know what? All right, I'm just gonna go buy some tickets. Mm. What do Disney tickets cost? Probably $50 to get in, you know, $60 maybe. Can't be that much more because Six Flags here, I think, is like $40 or $50 a day. And so I'm like, okay, it's Disney, maybe $60, $70 a day. Mm-hmm. Y'all, it is literally $140.
Oh my God.
To go to Disney World.
Are you
for a guy that doesn't even
me?
Want to go to Disney World that bad? $140.
Wow.
For me
so
to
you didn't order those, did you?
Well, here's what I'm doing. Now I'm sitting here and I've got like mediocre weather and like it's gonna be like 65.
That's
in
nice.
Florida. Well, it is, but it's not really nice enough to like lay out by a pool nice.
Oh, true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like nice to be outside, but then you're like, okay, so I'm in Florida. So like, what are my options? And there's not many, unless you're going to go to a beach, you're going to lay by a pool, or you're going to go to a theme park. That's really all there is to do in Florida. Here, I lived there for 7 years. I know. That's literally right. It, you know? So y'all, as I'm sitting here and like, I'm feeling like a brat. Cause honestly, and this is not to like, But like, oh, I'm so great. But I've never paid for a theme park ticket in my life. Never. So I had no idea. When you guys are going to Disney, like, I had no idea. You know, we go up there and do broadcasts, and I'm like, bring your families, you know, like, bring, just drop everything and come spend your weekend in Disney. Not realizing that y'all literally having to drop like $600 a day for a family of four. Like, yeah. What in the hell? How in the world are you affording that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
How in the world are you affording that? How, like, where is that money coming from? What do you do professionally that you can just drop $600? Plus, and I'm sure your kids want all this nonsense, the ears and blah, blah, blah. Like, Mom, when you took us.
What about food?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's costing you a grand. You're not getting out of there without a grand, I bet.
Yeah.
And y'all be going all the time. Y'all be posting pictures all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how is this math add up?
Yeah.
Because I haven't looked at season tickets, but I'm sure, I mean, it can't be that much cheaper to go on a season pass.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you're probably paying at least $1,000 a person to go with it for a season pass.
Yeah.
If not more than that.
I remember it was a lot. It was a lot to go to Disney. You know, we went, I don't know, 4 or 5 times. It was a lot.
Yeah.
I can't remember how much, but I can remember it was a lot.
And like,
plus,
how is it?
And plus, except with the exception of one time when your dad was there on a conference, we had to, you know, pay for the hotels too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. And like a lot of people that, yeah, if you're traveling, like if you're not like one of the Tampa listeners or one of the, maybe you're like an Atlanta listener, this is great. Because if you live in San Diego, you could drive up for the day, drive back down. But if you're taking your family on a Disney vacation and you're going to like the four parks,
uh-huh.
How in the world
and you're staying
are you
overnight?
Affording this?
Yeah.
And you're staying in a hotel.
Easy.
And this is like apparently slow season there right now. So I'm like, this is 140 and slow season. And that's in both the parks. They're both cost the same. It doesn't matter which one you go to, Disney, Universal. It's $140 a day.
Wow.
How do you afford to have? I just honestly, if I look at my budget line, I'm like, I don't know how in the world I would ever afford to have children. I don't know how I could ever afford it. There's no money left.
You just do it. You just do it. You sacrifice other things and you save your money.
I suppose.
You know, these things are coming up, and
God bless you guys,
plan,
though, man.
You just plan ahead for it.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah,
it is a lot. So that is the plan. I guess
you're gonna suck it up.
I'm gonna suck it up and buy maybe 2 days worth, and I'm not even gonna be happy to be there. To be honest with you,
oh boy,
I just don't realize this is the problem. It's like I go on and like I'll promote all these vacations, like the Disney Hawaii vacation and stuff.
Yeah.
Not realizing. And I'm like, this is great. Like, yeah, you should totally come out here.
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing it's going to cost you, you know, a gajillion dollars to go do
your
it.
House.
Yeah. 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 It's crazy. It's crazy. Anyway, so there's that for today. Mom, let's go ahead and get our quote done for today.
Okay. It's from Gabrielle Bernstein. If you make your internal life a priority, then everything else you need on the outside will be given to you. And it will be extremely clear what the next step is. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the first part. If you make your internal life a priority, you've really got to learn to let go and to meditate and to be present to what's happening in your life and to be still and to trust that you're being led where you need to be.
Yeah.
And then everything does sort of, I mean, I can say this after 69 years, does sort of magically unfold. It's just divine providence. It's beautiful. And you'll always know what the next step is.
I don't know that I'm being led to Disney World right now, to be honest with you. I don't know that that's like
well, I hope you go a little deeper than that.
I just don't know that's my path right now. You know what I mean?
There are more things important. There are many more things that are more important.
I don't feel like that's the spot.
You're making a decision whether or not you're
stressing me out. Honestly, guys, my biggest stressor right now. Don't want to spend that. I just do not want to spend that much money. I do not want to spend that much money.
Gosh, I know.
Especially after the holidays, but that's not what we're talking about right now. We're done with the Disney talk for today.
And you won't be able to eat there anyway, so don't worry.
That's true. Yeah, I'll have to starve throughout the day. Get some celery sticks and.
Yeah, exactly. You better pack some carrots.
Call it a day. I mean, it is true. Like, time you spend on yourself is always well spent. And that's how I felt today, yes. Honestly. And like, we're talking about obviously like the internal stuff, but I feel like anything that you're doing to invest in yourself. Mom, do you remember when I was in Tampa and I lost my job? Like, our station, the station there got blown up. So, in case you don't know, my Tampa story is we're this big show in Panama City, Florida. We're getting called all over the country, right? We kind of want to stay in Florida at this point. And so we chose to go to Tampa. And
we being.
It was me, Holly, and Miguel, my co-host. Right, yeah. Right, and so we get down there and we knew the station was struggling. We think we could turn it around. They're like, listen, we're not giving up on this station. We're not going to give up on it. So like, we're going to put all winds in the sails and, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Basically, long story short, within like 4 months, they're like, well, we're going to blow the station up to 6 months. And it's like, oh my God. So we were kind of sitting there like, well, not what you guys want to do. That was actually super traumatizing. But I was out of work. They wanted to put us in Sacramento was kind of the plan. Yeah, and like, yeah. I just didn't really get along well with the program director there. Like, he was super controlling. I just didn't like, we just didn't vibe right. And so we decided just to basically sit out because the company I was working for at the time was like, hey, don't worry. Like, we're gonna find, we got a spot, don't worry. Like, cause we had 5 months left in our contract. So I was paid for 5 months and just, hey, we're gonna find you a spot. We're gonna find you. The same thing, damn, my heart just said to me, but you know, whatever. this time around, I didn't believe him for shit. So, but I was out of work, right? And so I was going to this meditation class because I knew that I was about to lose my health insurance and I couldn't afford my anti-anxiety medicine I was on at the time. I couldn't afford it anymore. I knew I couldn't afford it. So I was like, I'm going to try to like meditate and do some natural stuff that I can afford so I don't have to be, because that's really stressful. It was going to be like $300 or $400 a month.
Oh yeah.
And that's basically 2 days at Disney. You know what I mean? but I didn't want to have to worry about it. And I knew like forever, like I just didn't want to be reliant on if something went wrong, that I didn't want to have to be reliant on having to pay for anti-anxiety medicine if I didn't need to. I wanted to try it without it, right? So I weaned off and I started doing some natural herbs, Chinese medicine, acupuncture, stuff like that. And there was a meditation group that I joined. The guy there also had like a private, he had like a 90-day mindfulness meditation, like one-on-one thing. Mm-hmm. And it was like $125 a week. Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking, man, I was like, man, I'm out of work right now. You know, like my money's about to come to an end. I do not need to be spending money on this at all. Mm-hmm. And I remember my mom, remember I talked to you about this? I was like, I don't know what to do. And my mom actually was like, listen, money you spend on yourself and time you spend on yourself is never a waste.
Never wasted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I did. And honestly, that was like the beginning. It was a little stressful because I was like, this is kind of counteracting my mindfulness and calmness because I'm over here paying all this money I don't feel like I have in the first place. Mm-hmm. But I don't regret it. It was like the beginning of like my mindfulness journey, and I kind of like steered my life in a different direction to kind of where I
came
am
back to you 100-fold.
Yeah, it just totally did. So yeah. We talk about therapy a lot. Mm-hmm. And if you're like ever, you know, on the fence on if you should do it, should I spend the money, because I get it, it can get expensive. Yes. And I even still like cringe sometimes and I'm like, man, this is a lot of money. But I never like once the results come back, I'm always like, I'm really freaking glad that I spent that. I'm really glad that I went forward and I did that, because the results that I get, time I spend on my inside stuff, you know.
Yes.
Feels so much better.
And your dad and I had the same situation, you know, when we were separated.
Yeah.
I mean, we were going to therapy with private therapist once a week and then group therapy once a week. I mean, I can't even remember how much our therapy bill was. But yeah. It was way more money than we could afford. And honest to God, I'm still not sure to this day how we made that work. But it truly was a mortgage on our life.
Yeah.
It changed everything for us.
And
it
I don't even think
just as individuals, and it changed our relationship. It's wonderful.
I don't think BetterHelp's even a sponsor right now, but I wish they were this week. I think I wish they were on.
Yeah. Well, wherever you go and whatever you're led to, whether it's meditation, mindfulness, yoga,
or church, like is there a church retreat? Is there a religious something? Is there whatever, you know, that like
be open. Yes.
Yeah, we'll give back to you. I promise you, like, it's worth it. This is coming from the cheapest man on the planet.
It's like anytime you invest in yourself, it comes back. It just comes back in just manifold ways. I mean, it's just amazing.
So the point of this episode is, if anyone has a Disney ticket connection,
back to Disney,
let me know. So, all right, we'll get to Ask My Mom here in just a couple seconds. Today's episode is brought to you by Dunn. Dunn is a new service that is focusing on making ADHD care more affordable and accessible for everyone. It is online personal treatment for ADHD, the number one ADHD specialized online treatment platform. And it's like all they focus on. That's what I love about this new mental health online initiatives that we have going nowadays. It makes it so much easier to get exactly where you need to go. Because before, like, if you're a scatterbrained person at work, you're having a hard time. Maybe like when you're at home with the kids after a long day's work and like your brain's kind of all over the place. If you feel like you're tired of living that life, you don't have to anymore. But before, you'd be like, where do I go? What do I do? I'm not quite sure. Do I just go to my general doctor? They may just like give you a prescription and say, I don't know, try it out. With Dunn, though, you're literally working with specialized doctors that only focus on ADHD. And I think that's fantastic to have like a spot you can go to that's literally just for that, and to make it more affordable than if you were to go out by yourself and do it. So I want to recommend this for you. I mean, it really is mental health care within reach. It's convenient. It's judgment free because, you know, it's a safe place for you to successfully manage your ADHD. Expert providers, they're board certified practitioners. They only focus on this, and they walk you through your ADHD treatment. Personalized treatment for you. There's not just like a general doctor that are going to give you like a, here's a pill and move on. And it's affordable. It's affordable thing to do with your continuous care. So if you're tired of being scatterbrained, you feel like your thoughts are all over the place, I want you to just text the word DONE, D-O-N-E, to 888-Kramer-8. Text DONE to 888-Kramer-8, and I'll shoot you back a link for 50% off your initial appointment. That's going to save you $100 right there. So it's a really good discount for, you know, if you're ready to start making a change with things that are kind of burdening your life right now, right? So text DONE, D-O-N-E, to 888-Kramer-8. That's DONE. And also on the podcast, Mom, one of our favorite advertisers is Manscaped.
I know Manscaped.
Yeah, Manscaped is back on the podcast. And overwhelming amounts of you said that you like when I do these commercials with my mom. So we are going to continue to do that, I suppose. Yeah, so don't forget, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Manscaped is back on the podcast to remind you, like, to get your balls ready for the special occasion, gentlemen and ladies, to give your man the gift that keeps on giving throughout the whole entire year. It really is a great Valentine's gift. I always felt like, Mom, I don't know if you feel the same way with Dad, but like, I feel like Valentine's Day gifts can be hard sometimes. Like, what do you get? What should you get?
Oh, yeah, it's really, you know, tough. Like,
you want to do something special, but like you just did Christmas and you're like, that's probably what you had, like, the thoughtful gift, and Valentine's Day is here. You're like, damn, now what am I supposed to do? Right. Please get your man Manscaped. The Performance Package 4.0 for Manscaped is just the thing that every guy needs in their life to make each and every day just a little more special. They've got in that package comes the lawnmower, which the lawnmower 4.0, which is the electric trimmer designed to trim loose hair. Trim hair and designed to trim hair on loose skin. Oh yeah. Okay. Like your balls. Got it. I was about to really think through that one. Also, it's got the weed whacker, which is for your nose and your ear hair. Also, it's got two free gifts. It's going to come with the shred travel bag, the anti-chafing boxers, which is literally one of my favorite pair of boxers I own. The crop preserver ball deodorant, the crop reviver ball toner. And it's all in one nice little package that you'll be able to wrap up and give your man for Valentine's Day. 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the promo code Kramer20. Manscaped.com, promo code Kramer20.
It's a gift you'll both enjoy.
Truly. All right, we're going to get to Ask My Mom in just a couple seconds. Before we do, certified fans, hello. Thank you for being you. Really appreciate it. Certified fans are people that can just donate a couple dollars a month to our podcast. It's $5. It's like it's our little, I don't want to say fan club. I don't like that word. It is. It's just the people that back the podcast and just give less than a Starbucks every month just to keep it going and get a bunch of perks and trying to find new ways to give you guys new things all the time. Don't forget right now too, we'll get to that in a minute, but just try to find perks. And one thing you do is you get an episode dedicated to you when you join. And then when you stay on as a certified fan, if we don't have somebody new, we go back and we thank people that have been here now for a while for your long-term love of Certified Mama's Boy. Mm-hmm. So let's spin the wheel and let's find out who our certified fan of the day is going to be, since we have nobody new, but that can change by tomorrow. You just got to text the word fan, right. F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. Let's spin the wheel. And our certified fan of the day is going to be certified fan number 169.
Oh, 169. That's early on. Good.
Yeah, certified fan 169 is dropped out. So, Mom, you want to go the one before or the one after? You want to go 168 or 170?
One after.
Aaliyah L. from Hesperia, California. Aaliyah L. from Hesperia, California. Been a certified fan since July of 2020. And we are so thankful that you were. I don't know where Hesperia is. I'm not quite sure where in California that is.
I don't know either.
You are here and we are thankful for you. And you are our certified fan of the day. So for you,
yes,
we're celebrating all things Aaliyah today. And we're going to give you a whoop whoop. So, Mom, let's do it.
Whoop whoop to Aaliyah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Also, we are going to don't forget that we have a sale going on in the merch store this week. And this is because we're the number one podcast and podcast magazine, 20% off all the merch by just using the coupon code number one, O-N-E, is going to get you 20% off all the merch in the merch store. Also, with that, you're going to, if you're a certified fan, go check out the Facebook page because there's a different coupon code for you. You're going to get an extra 10% off, so total 30% off anything in the merch store. So if you'll go check out the merch store, maybe there's something that you could, you might like, might suit your fancy by owning something tangible of Certified Mama's Boy. Just text the word merch, M-E-R-C-H, to 888-Kramer-8. And we'd love for you to check out the merch store and see if there's something that you can purchase. We got new merch coming this year. I keep saying it. I'm not inspired, probably the word, to come up with some new merch right now. And I'm not quite sure what's the mental roadblock on it, but just nothing is like, we need that. We need that for the merch store. We totally need that. You know, we have like a little bit of everything in there. You know, we got wine glasses, we got mugs, we got shirts, we got hoodies. So there will be new merch coming in 2022. I'm just not sure what it is yet. I've been kind of focused on this other project that we're going to be revealing soon, but I want to put some new merch in there. I just can't really. If you have any ideas, if like you see something else from like another podcast, or maybe there's just something you think would be a great merch item for us to have, if you want to just text me or email me or call me or whatever, I just can't get inspired right now. I don't know why. It's just driving me crazy. So anyway, text word merch, M-E-R-C-H, to 888-Kramer-8. Mom, let's do Ask My Mom for today. This is an advice segment that we do twice a week. If you ever want to, you know, if there's a dilemma going on in your life, you could use some motherly advice from my mom. You can always email thatguykramer@gmail.com or DM me. It might be an easier way. And we'll kind of talk through your dilemma on the podcast from my mom's perspective. And then everybody else in the podcast kind of hops on it as well. So, all right, Mom, what do we got going for today?
Okay. Mama Nancy. Well, here's a problem I didn't see coming. My son just turned 9. He's had an allowance since he was 4. We think it's important that kids learn how to handle money and manage it. Each year on his birthday, he gets a raise, and along with that comes more responsibility. He has more chores to do and is expected to pay for more of his own expenses.
It's worked out really well. But this year in school, they've been learning more about money management and what it costs to live as an adult. So when it came time for our annual negotiation for his allowance raise, he hit us with this. He wants a big raise to $200 per month. Yeah. And as part of that, he will pay $125 per month rent for his room, food, and utilities. He then wants to save $25 per month for his future. In exchange, he is asking us to match his $25 per month savings so his savings can grow faster. And he wants more freedom. For one thing, he wants to set his own bedtime. At the end of the day, he ends up with about $50 per month spending money, or about $12 per week, which is about what we had planned for him. But we didn't expect it to be this formal or detailed. I have no idea how to react to this. What should I do? Wow. Well, you know, first of all, I think it's fantastic that finally they're teaching kids in school about money management. Because certainly, yeah. Kramer, you didn't get that. I didn't get that. Uh-uh. And it's such an important part of your life as an adult.
But is that a lot for a 9-year-old, though?
Well, you know, I think what could be helpful, if it comes out net-net to what they were going to give him anyway, I don't know about the bedtime thing. I think they'd have to negotiate that. But I think it would be interesting to maybe do that, but then to show him what it actually cost for his room, food, and utilities. Because I'm sure it's a lot more than $125 a month. So that would be a great learning tool, I think. I would go for it. I really do think it's awesome.
I just wonder if it's like taking away too much of a kid. You know what I mean? Is it asking too much, you think, to like pay for rent, pay for this, pay for that?
Well, I mean, he's saying like he wants to do it.
Yeah, I know. But like, there's he's the, coming like, to them. Like, he probably wants to drive a car too. Are we going to let him do that? I mean,
well, you know? This is not illegal.
No, it's not illegal, but I'm just wondering if it's taking away, like, let's be honest. Like, we all thought we wanted to like grow up and like pay rent. We couldn't wait to like be adults. And then like now we're here and we're like, oh my God, this is so much. Is it taking, if we're like asking for so much, you know, like giving them so much responsibility? I just fear that like it's taking a little bit of like the childhood innocence away by making him pay rent every single month. That's the part what hit me. I was like, whoa, like, you know what I mean, Mom? Like, would you done that for me at age 9 and felt okay about it?
If you had come to us and wanted to do that, of course I would have. I think it's fantastic. Know. I think that at 9 years old, you have, obviously he's already getting allowance. He has been for 5 years. I think the sooner you can learn to manage your money, the better you'll be. And he'll have a different respect. He'll have a different respect for it as well.
Does that feel too young to be like, I got like $5. You know, I got like $5. That's it. Like, I don't even know if I get $5. I did start making more money when I was cutting the grass for my dad, but like, I was obviously like doing that in exchange for, you know,
a
service, if you will. Yeah. So I just don't know if we're $200 and then like you're paying most of that back in rent. I don't know. It just feels, I don't know.
Well, it sounds like fun. There's some responsibilities connected to it.
It just feels like the fun.
You know, some 9-year olds, I mean, every 9-year old is different, just like every human is different, but. Yeah. You know, if it works for him and it works for you, I say go for it.
888-Kramer-8. What do you think? Does that sound like something you'd want to let your kid do at 9 is to, you know, literally pay rent? I mean, obviously more, but like just go through all those different payments. I can set my bedtime. I can do this. It just feels so adult. Maybe two, maybe like 13, 14, but like at 9, I don't know. It just feels.
Yeah, I don't know about the bedtime thing. I would have to negotiate that, but.
Yeah.
Maybe there are some other things that you could do that would work for everyone. It has to work for everyone.
888-Kramer-8. Hop on the phone. let us know what you think. If that's that sounds like a good plan, parental plan for you. All right, Mom, that's going to do it for you today. I love you.
Okay, honey. Love you forever.
Chances are I will go F all this up. I'll go in my kitchen right now, and I know, oh my God, I've got Cool Whip in the fridge. Tell me don't go eat the, I'm going to go eat the Cool Whip right now. I'm going to have one bite of Cool Whip, and that's going to be it. I'm detoxing right now. I'm not perfect. It's progress, not perfection. You know what I mean? You feel me on that? So thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate you. Really, really, really appreciate you. Just cool how we built this podcast to what it is. So thank you so much for being a part of our lives and for letting us be a part of yours. And we will see you back here tomorrow with a moment in Kramer history. Goodbye.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.